the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Your fellow redeemed by the blood of Christ. Perhaps more than any other question, when I'm talking with people in my office, I get asked the question, why? Pastor, why do I have this sickness or this disability? Pastor, why am I going through such a hard time? Pastor, why is there so much evil in this world? Pastor, why do we worship the way that we do? Why are we so strict on doctrine? Why don't we get up with the times? Pastor, why? And I guess I shouldn't be surprised at that. I shouldn't be surprised that I'm so regularly asked the question, why? For we are all human beings, blessed with the gifts of logic and reason. It's what separates us from the animals, and it's what drives us to always seek answers as to why things are happening the way they are. After all, just look at our text. Look at how often the question, why, was asked in our gospel reading from St. John. It starts off with the disciples. The disciples see a blind man and they say, who sinned, this man or someone else, that he was born blind? Basically, the disciples were asking the question, why? Why is this man blind? Then Jesus spit and made some mud and put it on the blind man's eyes and told him to go wash in a public pool. And once again, you can imagine the blind man asking the question, why? Why is this man doing such strange stuff? I mean, imagine if somebody told you to go wash in a public pool and you'd be healed from all your sicknesses. Then the Pharisees asked the question, why? For when they're talking with the blind man, they're saying, why are you now able to see? And why did this happen on the Sabbath day? And finally, at the very end of our text, the blind man asked the question, why? Again, asking Jesus, why were you able to heal me when no one else could? Yes, throughout this entire account in St. John's Gospel, people are constantly asking the question, why? And any time anyone asks the question, why, in our text, did you notice that they all received the same answer? It didn't matter if it were the disciples or the blind man or the Pharisees or the blind man again. Any time someone asked the question, why, they received the exact same answer. And what was that answer? Well, it's the theme of our entire service here this morning. The answer to why all those things were happening is because God is love. That's the answer. It's that God is love. And if we need more proof of that, let's look at that first question, the question that the disciples asked about the blind man, the question of why this man was born blind. For the disciples assumed that someone had sinned and it made this man blind. The disciples assumed that his blindness was a consequence or a punishment for sin. And that makes sense to us. We often do the same thing today, right? If we get sick, we begin to wonder if God's punishing us for some sin that we committed. If there's tragedy in our land, we begin to wonder, is it because our land is turning away from our God, and so on. We're always trying to find a cause and effect relationship between our struggles and sin. And while sometimes there is a pretty clear cause and effect relationship between our struggles and sin, while sometimes we can say this particular struggle is clearly a result of this sin that has been committed, that isn't always the case. Or did you notice what Jesus said in our text? He made it clear that this man was blind not because someone had sinned. He made it clear that there was no cause and effect relationship between blindness and this man's sin. Instead, Jesus said this man was born blind so that God's work might be revealed in him. Do you understand what that means? Basically, it means that God made this man blind from birth, all for this very moment in our text. God made this man blind from birth, also that he could perform miraculous deeds in him, to open up his eyes both physically and spiritually. God made this man blind from birth because he loved this man and wanted to reveal his glory to this man so that this man could be saved for all eternity. For if this man wasn't born blind, maybe he wouldn't have been at that particular spot at that particular time when Jesus and his disciples were coming into his town. If this man wasn't born blind, maybe he would have been out in the fields working or at home with his family and would have never known that Jesus had come into his village. Or if this man hadn't been born blind, maybe he would have been so content and so happy with his life that if he did hear the message Jesus was proclaiming, he would have thought it was foolishness because he thought he already had everything he ever needed. I don't know. But yet Jesus created this man blind, all because he loved him. And he knew the exact time and place where he had to be, the exact things that had to happen in his life. Also that when he preached the gospel to him, this man could hear it, believe it, and take comfort in it. That's why this man was born blind. And doesn't our Lord do the same thing with struggles today? For you all have faced struggles in your life. And oftentimes it's very easy to complain to God about these struggles, right? It doesn't matter if it's a struggle that you faced your entire life, such as a disability you were born with. It doesn't matter if the struggle is something new and recent that seemingly popped out of nowhere. But whatever the case is, or however long you have had this struggle, you have all faced struggles, and you have all complained to God about this struggle. For when you're in the midst of a struggle, amidst of a hard time in your life, it is just so easy to get frustrated. It is so easy to look up to heaven and say to God, why? Why am I enduring this struggle right now? You've all been there, right? Well, if God were to answer that question for you, if he were to answer that why question of why you're facing a particular struggle, do you know what his answer would be? Be the same answer he basically gave the blind man. It's because God loves you. God loves you so much that he knows exactly what needs to happen in your life, including what some struggles, also that you can be at the perfect time and the perfect place to hear the good news of what he has done for you. For if you didn't face that particular struggle in your life, maybe you wouldn't be here right now, gathered around God's word and sacrament. Or if you didn't face that particular struggle in your life, maybe you would be so content with your life right now that you wouldn't see the need to gather week after week to hear the good news of the gospel. I don't know. But I do know this. I know that God orders and directs every little detail of your life, including all your struggles, all for your good, because he loves you, and he wants to do anything possible in order to bring you to eternal life in heaven. That's his promise. That's why the answer to all of those why questions is that God is love. For God has promised to work through all things in your life, including the struggles, out of love for you, to make sure that you spend eternity with him forever in heaven. That's his promise. And if you need more proof of that, more proof of how God is always controlling all these details, all because he loves you, well, we can quickly go back to our text and answer all those other why questions that were asked throughout the text. For remember that Jesus spit and made mud and put it on the blind man's eyes and then told him to go wash in a public pool? That makes no sense. Spit and mud and washing in a pool should not cure someone from blindness. But it does when God attaches his power and his love to those signs. That's why Jesus told the blind man to do all these things. It's because he loved him and he wanted to cure him from his blindness. And then after this man was cured, even then, the Lord continued to guide and direct his life out of love for him and for others. First, he brought the blind man to the Pharisees because he loved those Pharisees and wanted to testify to the Pharisees who he was and what he had done. And while the Pharisees at this time continued to reject their God, do you see how much love God showed them by allowing this man to make a beautiful confession to them? And finally, at the end of our text, Jesus made sure that he met the blind man once again, all because he loved this blind man, and he didn't want to just be known as a great miracle worker who can physically open up his eyes. But he wanted to open up his eyes spiritually, by revealing to him that he was the Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Do you see how everything that happened in this text was all out of love from God? He controlled every little detail because he loved the blind man and he loved the Pharisees and he loved everyone else in our text and wanted them all to come to saving faith in him. And if that's what God did in our text, if he controlled all these details, all for love, out of love, well, then rest assured, dear friends in Christ, your God is still doing the same thing today. For he loves you and everyone else in this world and wants you and everyone else to be saved. And so not only does your God order and direct your life, making sure you're at the perfect time and place to hear his gospel message. But on top of that, out of love, your God is always at work through that gospel message to open up your eyes spiritually so that you can see Christ and the forgiveness he has won for you. This is why God tells you to gather around simple water and simple words and simple bread and wine. On the outside, all of that seems foolish, doesn't it? It seems as foolish as putting mud on a blind man's eyes and telling him to wash in a public pool. But when God attaches his power and love, as he did with the blind man, these signs of water, word, bread, and wine do great things for you. As through these signs, Christ comes to you to heal you by fully and freely forgiving your sins. And then once you are healed, once you are forgiven, well, then your God uses you to go out into all the world and preach that good news, proclaim that good news to others. This is why you come into contact with all the people you have come into contact with. This is why you know all the people you do. It's because God is using you out of love to proclaim that message to them, both by word and deed, so that out of love he can save them just as he has saved you. Do you see how your God controls everything out of love for you? And so, my dear Christian friends, if you ever catch yourself in that moment wondering why are these bad things happening? Why am I doing this or that? Why do I have these talents? Why is the Lord leading me down this path? If you ever catch yourself asking that question, why? I pray that you can remember this story. I pray that you can remember how the Lord worked through everyone in this story, all because he loved them and he wanted them to be saved. And know the same is still true today. For your God loves you. He loves you. And because he loves you, you can be certain that your God is in complete control of every aspect of your life, all out of love for you, so that one day you can see that love with your very own eyes as you dwell with your God for all eternity in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise as we continue to confess the love of our God using the words of the Nicene Creed as printed in the bulletin.